secure your own mass before helping others. Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. In an unlikely event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, oxygen masks will drop down from the panel above your head. Secure your own mask before helping others. I think we've all heard that before on an airplane. But 10 times in Deuteronomy, or the second giving of the law, we are told to take heed. Caution, care, watch for danger. Notice, be circumspect. Take great care and attention, seriousness, and a steady look. 38 years later, Moses, after he came out of Egypt, is giving the law to the Israelites again. It's called the re-giving of the law in Deuteronomy. That great lawgiver is called before he goes up to the mountain and to die to give them the law in its entirety before they enter the land, lest they let something slip. He tells them many times over again to take heed. And I find that most people take heed to the sins of others than to their own sins. We will find that pride and many other things will well up into our hearts when we reverse the order of these commands and we take heed to other sins before our own. Take heed and keep thy soul diligently, we are told in verse 9. Well, how does one keep his own soul in that sense? Verse 5 tells us how. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear of all thy statutes, hear all these statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We keep the statutes and the judgment taught to us in the Word of God. We take heed to them and take heed to our own souls, diligently, with steady application and care, with industry, not carelessly, not negligently. In Hebrews, we are told to meditate on these things and keep them, lest we let them slip from our minds when we sin against the Lord. Personal reflection, personal accountability, and personal reading and studying of the Word of God will help us to be able to help others. Think of this. When you're on an airplane, they tell you that the oxygen level is going to drop, the masks are going to come down. One person said it this way in a recent article. In fact, due to the delay in putting on the mask, I'd become hypoxic and wasn't thinking clearly. Eventually, my friend practically forced the mask onto my face, and as the hypoxia faded, I began to feel nervous. This is for a simple reason. You cannot help others if you die yourself because you have no oxygen while trying to help the other person. But if you secure your mask and can breathe well, then you are of a clear mind and heart to help others and safely secure them. So it is in the Christian life. You are not fit to help others when you have not taken heed to your own walk. I've seen many young Christians desire to be internet teachers and gather a following after them that have not taken heed to their own walk. I've seen the internet superstars with millions of hits and everything else. They are stuck in porn and drugs and fornication on their way to rehab and other wicked, vile sins. But to reprove the Illuminati and to do all those other things and to make videos exposing the most vile things, while in their own lives they are babes or not even saved. And this is a warning to us all to take heed to ourselves first, to put that life-giving oxygen on first. And I mean spiritually, to our walk first. How can we help others when we are not able to breathe spiritually ourselves and walk on our own and deal with our own lives according to God? We need the strength of the Holy Ghost of God. We need to feast on Christ. We need those times with the Lord Jesus Christ in order to make ourselves strong and fit. The Lord has given us many things to strengthen us, but if we do not reach out and grab those things and take that oxygen mask from the Holy Ghost of God and put it on, where we will end up is giddy in our minds and foolish in our heads, and we will not be able to help others. We will try to point the sins of others out, while our own selves we will starve ourselves of the oxygen we need to live this Christian life.